Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. All eyes were on Duke, North Carolina last night. College basketball with the NBA still on the All-Star break. And 38 seconds in, the most watched player in basketball, Zion Williamson, busts through his shoe, hurts his knee, has to leave the game. And that is the biggest story in basketball this morning. How do you bust through a shoe? Not a good night for Nike. And then there was some more drama with the Giants. Of course there is, because why? What's a day in the offseason without some Odell Beckham Jr. tweets? Some more cryptic tweets about the future and stay tuned and you'll know and the transition is coming and Landon Collins cleaning out his locker, or maybe not cleaning out his locker. Who the hell knows? Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, I'm doing all right, Gio. Disappointed just like you are in probably millions of basketball fans across the country when Zion blew his shoe out last night. I mean, that was just unbelievable. I had never seen anything like that, and the guys covering the game had never seen anything like that. It's not a good look for Nike. I know Nike put out a statement and everything else about their products and all that other stuff, but maybe that's just how powerful and big and strong the kid is.
That's what I thought. It's one of two things. That shoe is really, really flimsy, or he's really, really powerful, or maybe it's a combination of both. But, I mean, that's something that just does not happen. And you would think, too, that it's Zion Williamson, the rest of the Duke players at that level of college basketball are probably getting new sneakers constantly. They're not wearing the same sneakers. It's not like this was a wear and tear issue. Thing just busted apart.
I would think that Mike Krzyzewski has got a huge contract with Nike. It's one of the reasons why, you know, their uniforms and everything else are Nike down there. I'm sure he has a Nike basketball camp and a fantasy camp and everything else. So, you know, it was disappointing. It really was. It was just like, man, you're getting ready for something, you're all pumped up, and then 30 seconds in or 38 seconds in, that thing goes haywire. And the good news is, from everything that I've read this morning and everything that I've seen, it's just a sprained knee. There's no ACL, there's no tears, it doesn't seem like there's anything like that involved with this injury. But it was certainly, I think it was also a little bit of a wake-up call for the Duke players. You know, like, guys, we got to be able to overcome the loss of one guy.
Yeah,
I mean, I know it's Zion Williamson.
And it happened after the game started. There was no prep for it. You know, it was one of those things, which is the toughest thing to deal with. You've got an entire game plan.
18-year-olds.
Right. I mean, that is tough. To adjust on the fly 36 seconds into the game. It's one thing if Coach K has a plan, all right, Zion's going to be out for this game, so this is what we're going to do. They had a whole plan based around Zion Williamson. He doesn't even play in a game. But yeah, for sure. I mean, that's another. I mean, so who knows how long he's going to miss at this point. Doesn't seem serious. But now you've got all the questions about, should a guy like Zion Williamson, who is knocking on the door of being, as you have put it, a billion-dollar player, even step back out there?
Yes.
To me, I think I think it's a ridiculous thought that he would shut it down. I do. And I get why people would say that. We've seen it with bowl games and football players don't want to play in bowl games.
It's a little different story.
And he's always wanted to play college basketball. If you look back and listen to him, he said that even if the NBA rule was different and he could go at 18, he would have still gone to college. That's what he says, because he always dreamed of playing college basketball at least for a year so he could hang out with his buddies and chase a national championship and all of that. So if he's 100% healthy, you cannot be scared away from college basketball and just completely shut it down and get it ready for the draft. I would be shocked if he did that.
Kind of different than a bowl game. You know, really different than a bowl game. You know, and I think back to my own experience in my own bowl game. My last bowl game, I separated my left throwing shoulder. You know, so I understand the dangers and the risks that these players take. But this is basketball, man. And, you know, he'll be fine. He's 18 years old. It doesn't look like there's any structural damage, and he'll be back out there flying high before you know it. I mean, and last night was just an unforgettable night for Duke and their fans. But on the other side, for North Carolina, it was a huge night.
Sure. I mean, it does feel a little bit cheap, though, doesn't it?
I mean, well, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
A little bit cheap. I understand that Cameron, and I understand that it's the biggest rival, but yeah, they ended up playing incredibly well, but it's not, you didn't really face Duke last night.
You know, it's amazing. If that's Maryland, he goes off for about 50, and we get drilled by 25 points. You know, but because it's North Carolina, he, you know, his shoe busts, his knee gets a little bit twinged, and you don't see him for the rest of the game. That it's just, it's unbelievable. And if you're a college basketball fan, last night was really, really disappointing.
Oh, sure.
I mean, and for those of us who are Knicks fans and are hoping for either R.J. Barrett or Zion Williamson, it was a disappointing night, too. I mean, so for all everybody, for everybody concerned, with the exception of the North Carolina Tar Heels, everybody was disappointed.
Yeah, Puma wasn't disappointed because they took to Twitter right away and said that wouldn't have happened in a Puma. Yeah. And then they started getting crushed, like, this kid just hurt himself. How dare you turn this into a marketing thing? It's like, oh, all of a sudden now we've got some sort of morals and standards when it comes to that game. I mean, seriously.
All right, so let me ask you this. You're following, you're listening to other sports talk things in your daily life. I don't know why you do this, but you seem to get involved in a lot of other things.
Well,
Well, you listen to a lot of other people's opinions about.
Well, I listen to sports talk.
Yeah, I know. I want to. You're my go-to guy for stuff like this.
Oh, okay.
So when a Landon Collins story breaks, and you know he supposedly has emptied his locker, he's not coming back. They're tagging him. They're not tagging him. We get about 2 weeks to decide who's tagging who here.
Yeah, who's tagging
in the NFL? I mean, what was your take on it? Was your take on it like, you know, that he is definitely gone? And then on top of all of that, you got all the cryptic tweets by your favorite of all time, Odell Beckham Jr.
Just stop.
And then you kind of put it all together. What do you think?
Yeah, I got to go and find those Odell tweets again. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So the first thing was that Josina Anderson tweet where she said that Landon Collins had cleared out the locker and said goodbye to his teammates, that this was it. And then there were other guys, Paul Schwartz, Ralph Vacchiano, Art Stapleton, guys who have been covering the team forever, that tweeted out, there's still stuff in Landon Collins' locker. This doesn't seem like to be a true thing. And then Landon Collins fired back at one of those tweets, as Al and Jerry were just talking about on the warm-up show, the Paul Schwartz tweet that said, the stuff that's in that locker, I don't even need anymore. So it seems like he is upset that the contract negotiations, the long-term contract negotiations, are not going the way he wants, as fast as he would want, and he's anticipating that he's going to get tagged, and he's annoyed by that. So I think that's what's going on. Is the relationship between the Giants and Landon Collins over? I would be surprised if that were the case. I think Landon Collins is pissed off because he thinks he's going to get franchise tagged. Now, as soon as the story comes out about Landon Collins clearing out the locker from Josina Anderson, Odell Beckham Jr. once again cannot help himself. Just like with the Jay Glazer story, he goes right to Twitter. Same thing here, right to Twitter. And he tweets, they don't even know what they did. The shift/transformation is coming.
What?
Thank you for motivating me yet again.
Okay. Now, who is they? Is that the Giants or who's
they talking don't
about?
Even know what they did right after the Landon Collins thing. And here I am trying to decipher this guy's tweets. But I mean, it's unbelievable. Once a week, it's like we sit here and try to do this. So I'm assuming that's what it was. Like, they don't like he. I took it as they're not giving enough respect to Landon Collins, who's his buddy and his teammate and whatever, and they don't even know what they did by disrespecting him. This Dave Gettleman, who does he think he is? Because we know that players and Dave Gettleman in the past have not gotten along. And then he tweets out a video of him dancing to a Michael Jackson song, and then right after that, he says, one day, everything will all make sense in the end. I promise you, story's unfolding. It's all part of the journey. Hashtag just wait.
Where's Mr. Big Chest on all this? Does Mr. Big Chest raise, does he rise up in all this anywhere? No?
Mr. Big Chest was quiet for a day. It was about Odell Beckham Jr. and then Le'Veon Bell tweeting out Martin Luther King quotes in relation to his story, which was probably the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I mean, how can you compare those two situations?
All the more reason why the Jets should go after Le'Veon Bell.
I mean, my goodness.
I was telling you yesterday, I didn't think that the Steelers would tag him because it's outside the spirit of what the reason why you would tag somebody in the NFL and the contract negotiations and all that other stuff. But, you know, for Landon Collins, you know, I'm sure he wants a new contract and everything else, and as does everybody else in the league. But he, much like Le'Veon Bell and a few other select players, are going to have to deal with the CBA and have to deal with the system the way it is. There's really not much you can do. You can either sit out like Le'Veon Bell did or accept the tag and move on.
I just don't understand what is bothering Odell Beckham Jr. so much, right? Like the Antonio Brown thing, that relationship is something that can't be repaired, it seems like, with him and Ben Roethlisberger, and he feels like he's disrespected, and I think that he's lost his mind a little bit, all right? So that's what's going on there. Le'Veon Bell felt like he was getting lowballed. He wants to change the market for running backs, and he's going to be the guy who does that. Odell Beckham Jr. accepted the richest deal for a wide receiver ever. And then he missed the last four games due to injury, had a big year prior to that, had a really nice year. What is his issue right now? Why did he feel the need to go on ESPN, and why does he still feel the need to be talking and cryptically tweeting out a bunch of stuff as if he's being held hostage? I don't understand this.
Maybe he's bored. Maybe he's got nothing going on.
He's sitting there at Fashion Week next to Anna Wintour, for crying out loud. Bored. He's got stuff to do.
So she now sits next to him, and he becomes the Victor Cruz of this generation.
Well,
like where he's a fashionista, and then he'll be long forgotten very quickly once his NFL career is over with.
Maybe. I mean, he's a hell of a lot more talented and productive than Victor Cruz was, but it's a possibility if his eye is off the prize. But I mean, one day everything will all make sense in the end. I mean, what's going on? You wanted a giant contract. You got a giant contract. What is the issue? Is it Eli Manning? You don't want to play with him? Is it Dave Gettleman? You think that he's screwing with your friends? What is it? And if I'm the Giants, just like the last time with his stupid things are just different over here, goat emoji, I'm calling him up or his agent up and going, this stuff, this passive-aggressive, weird social media stuff, what is it? What's your issue? Tell us what it is. And maybe they have had those conversations. You know, it's nothing to do with you guys. It's other thing that's going on in my life. Whatever. This is what I do.
Maybe he's supporting Jesse Smollett. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it would all come out in the end. Yeah. We'll all figure out, you know, why, you know, he did what he did.
But I mean, what does all this mean? And obviously people were tweeting at Odell Beckham Jr. after they don't even know what they did thing, which I really do believe had something to do with Landon Collins. Thanks for motivating me yet again. But so, like, people probably asking him, what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking? Just say it. Isn't that the worst? Like, you know, you're talking to somebody, you know they're bothered, but they won't tell you. You're getting the, you're right. Yeah, I'm fine. No, you're not. What, something's wrong. No, really, I'm fine. I mean, I'm fine. Why do I seem not fine? That's what he's doing here. Just say what's on your mind. And everything will all make sense in the end, I promise you. All right, sure. Because, I mean, I'm sure it's just horrendous. The situation you're in with the Giants, where, let's see, next year, 2019, you're going to make $21 million. The next year after that, 19. And the year after that, 19. Then the year after that, 19. Then the year after that, 15. I mean, with the New York Giants, one of the most storied franchises in all of sports, it's got to be horrible for you. When this is just, it's the worst. I don't know how he deals with it, actually. Talk about it, I'm on his side. I don't know how it's possible to be the highest paid guy at your position and play for the Giants. I don't know how he deals with this persecution. I just don't know. Like, seriously, you walk a mile in a man's shoes. I just don't understand.
Well, you know, the great thing about social media now, and of course, all the personalities that tend to love it and love to be on it, leads us down this path, right? It's
not everybody, though, man. Not everybody. You know, not everybody does this. It's just the crazy ones.
Yeah.
Just the crazy ones.
So it's interesting. I saw a speculation yesterday, and I thought this would be really interesting. that Mr. Big Chest, Antonio Brown, is going to end up with the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, wow. Really?
What do you think about that, Al?
Big Chest Brown out to Green Bay.
That'd be good for him.
Yeah.
That'd be good for him.
That'd be good for Aaron Rodgers.
That'd be good for Aaron Rodgers, wouldn't it?
Right. You get two egomaniacs in that room. A couple of type A personalities. Button heads. Like two rams on a mountain.
With a new coaching staff.
Yeah.
That are going to be doing things differently, that are going to be challenging Aaron Rodgers. They're going to be coming at him. I read this. The coaching staff there is going to be coming at him from all different angles.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like sneaking up behind him?
I guess they are. Yeah, whatever. So they're going to. Could you imagine adding Antonio Brown to that mix?
No, I can't.
Like, why not? I mean, I would think that would be like the perfect team for him.
I'm sorry, but every day that guy gets less and less appealing to me if I'm a general manager or a quarterback, if I'm anybody.
You know what?
He's 31.
If you're in the NFL and that's your daily business, you live that life, you realize that, you know, you're working in an environment that has a lot of unstable people. I mean, and I'm not just talking about the players. I'm talking about, you know, from the owners to the front office people. There are a lot of like
the Dolphins offensive line coach.
There's crazy people in the NFL, and you just kind of get used to it when you're in the NFL. So when you're on the outside of it and you're trying to talk about it and you're trying to figure out what these guys are either tweeting or saying or what the meaning behind all this stuff is, you got to realize that internally it's like, okay, he's just doing what he does. That's just AB being AB.
But he's changed, though. There's no doubt he's changed.
Well, I know you know that probably better than anybody because you knew him before he made the big money and had the big numbers and all that other stuff, and you felt like he was a pretty good guy. And then yesterday, a couple of his teammates from the Steelers came out and supported him and saying nobody works harder than AB. You know, now we're starting to hear that stuff.
Right, and Kevin Colbert, the Steelers general manager, came out and said that people should be listening to Ben. If the players were smart, they would listen to Ben.
I see, that was kind of a weird deal, right?
Yeah.
That was a real weird deal because it sounded like to me that Kevin Colbert, their GM that really nobody knows, it was kind of just like enforcing what everybody has been saying about the Steelers.
Right.
And this goes along with the tweets that Antonio Brown has put out. So none of it is really all that shocking, I think, to anybody that covers the league on a daily basis and knows what goes on within these teams. But I also would say that if you are Dave Gettleman, you probably laugh at a lot of this stuff that Odell Beckham Jr. puts out there. A lot of people in the league probably laughing at Mr. Big Chest and Antonio Brown and all that nonsense. Because they kind of expect it.
I mean, I don't know if Dave Gettleman's laughing at Odell Beckham Jr. going right to Twitter after this ridiculous Landon Collins story is out there.
I don't think that Dave Gettleman gives a rat's ass about any of it.
Oh, I think he does. I absolutely think he does. And I think that maybe last year before that contract extension, those trade talks that we had heard about, they were probably real too.
But they were probably real just to kind of put Odell in his place and scare him a little bit and, you know, try to get him to be a better citizen, you know, around the team and away from the team in terms of his publicity. And then once you got the money, you realize that you're right back where you were. You started square one again.
Right. It is amazing. So the story that's going to end somehow, and we'll know the full truth, and hashtag just wait.
But what's the truth? I mean, who cares?
What is the problem?
At the end of the day, just go out there and play your 16 football games and give your best effort, and that's all that really should matter. Right? None of the nonsense means anything.
They don't even know what they did. Who's they? What did they do?
Was it Josh Norman?
What are you saying?
I mean, what are we talking about here?
I have no idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.